Layla Babure is known for her ability to use everyday materials to address identity, sexuality, and human rights. Born in Uganda, Babure came to the United States in 2015 and was granted asylum in 2018. Babire's work is composed of debris collected from the streets of New York, along with ceramics, metal, or wood that have been carved, welded, burned, and glazed. She explains, "Through the act of burning, nailing, and assembling, I aim to address the realities of being gay in the context of Uganda. Recently, my working process has been driven by a need to find a language to respond to the recent passing of the anti-homosexuality bill in Uganda. On view here is the piece, Tuli Mukwano, We Are in Love. The piece is a freestanding sculpture depicting two abstracted wood figures carved in a style that resembles traditional African masks. The figures caught in a lover's embrace are adorned with headdresses, one made of woven soft drink cans, Sprite, Pepsi, Schweppes, and the other from soda and food can tops, chicken wire, and found metal. The artist's choice to use discarded materials derives from the pejorative term for homosexual in her native language. The term is ebiziaga, which means rubbish or trash, specifically the husk of a sugarcane that is cast off and discarded. Babire uses clan names of the Buganda Kingdom in many of her titles. In Uganda, everyone is given a clan name at birth, but those who come out as part of the LGBTQ community are denounced from their clan and family. On this, Babire writes, "The idea behind the work is that we honor the names we are assigned at birth, because even though we didn't live up to our family's expectations, we are still us. I figured, why not build our own community with our names and praise our identities?" In addition to the works on view in this gallery, Babire's new sculpture, Untitled, is installed in the museum's exterior lobby.